Psalm 147.
Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills.
He gives to the beasts their food, and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem! Praise your God, O Zion! For he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat.
He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord.
Today's devotion. God deals and restores his own. Verse 2 of this psalm hints to us that the background refers to the restoration of the exiles and the rebuilding of Jerusalem. As we read this psalm, I would like to suggest a few observations concerning the tone of this psalm. When you read this psalm, please feel along with the writer what is upon his heart. First, the psalm begins and ends with a joyful phrase, "Praise the Lord," hallelujah in Hebrew. Hallelujah is also used the third time in verse 12. The psalmist also appends Jerusalem as well as Zion to be the subject who is to praise God. These geographical terms are used to symbolize the people of God. What prompted the cause of this ceaseless praise to God by the people? Second, there is an interesting pattern across this psalm. The Psalter switches between how God cares for all peoples on earth and how he cares for his own people who believe in him. But regardless of whether a verse refers to the first or second group of people, the tone of this psalm is filled, nonetheless, with overflowing gratitude to God. Third, the exiles that returned were able to witness the wretched state of Jerusalem beforehand, and now the restoration of the city. They were the one who bore the consequence of their forefathers when they, time and time and time again, rebelled and sinned against God. God had no choice but to raise the Assyrians and the Babylonians to destroy even his own people. Now back in their city, the writer captures the sentiments of these people in verses 2, 3, 6, 10, 11. Take, for example, in verse 3, the people experienced the comfort of God in how he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Fourth, the rest of the psalm brings the attention of the readers to how God creates this universe and how he takes care of them. Take, for example, the stars he created and named them all, the clouds, the rains, and the grass, etc. The psalmist sums up what the people has gone through in the journey of their faith God when he says at the end in verse 20, "He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules." Despite their rebellion against God, he is just and righteous to deal and punish the people for the wrongs that they have committed. And yet, he is also merciful and compassionate to restore them when they return to him. Dear brothers and sisters, This psalm is a good reminder of what it means to be at the center of God's will. It is never too late to return to God, even when we have fallen away from Him. In the same that the Israelites has felt in this psalm, you can also experience this wonderful joy of being restored back to God. Let us pray. Dear God, please put into my heart the joy of salvation once again. When I have sinned against you, please convict my heart and prompt me in your merciful and kind ways so that I can return to you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.